In today's diverse communities and workplaces, sensitivity and tolerance are a must. At Points of Perspective, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer, diversity awareness expert, and author Sharon Hill, you will discover how to create inclusive environments that embrace all people.
Thank you for tuning in. Many of you know that I am a certified etiquette trainer, but did you know that I also earned my MBA with a focus on organizational behavior? Corporations have contracted with me to give my Appreciating Generational Differences presentation to help their employees get along better through understanding. For this podcast, I will discuss the highlights of my Appreciating Generational Differences presentation. My objective in this introductory podcast is to give you an awareness of the importance of this topic. Do you have a boss who is younger than you? Do you have a boss who is much older than you? Do you have coworkers who don't seem to share your work values? These are typical questions whose answers could be a signal that there could be strife within the workplace. Why? Because without understanding generational differences, people can automatically make incorrect assumptions about the values of others, thus affecting morale and productivity. My main message is that the time frame of birth impacts the values and helps explain why generations think differently. Here are some insights about the four generations, from traditionalist to millennial. Now, traditionalists were born prior to 1946, prior to the end of World War II. They value privacy. Traditionalists are the private, silent generation. Don't expect members of this generation to share their inner thoughts. They value hard work. They believe in paying their dues and become irritated when they perceive others are wasting their time. Members of this generation often feel that their career identifies who they are. They value trust. A traditionalist's word is his or her bond. Formality. Whether written or in oral communication, traditionalists prefer a formal communication style. This generation values formal dress and organizational structures. Authority and institutional leadership. Traditionalists have a great deal of respect for authority. Social order. Other generations may view this desire for social order and placement as bias, prejudice, or even racism or sexism. They value things. This group loves their stuff and won't get rid of it. Some may call them pack rats, but others would argue that they remember the Depression days and going without. Their favorite saying is, "You never know when you might need it." Let's move on to baby boomers. Baby boomers were born between 1946 and 1964. They value competition. Boomers value peer competition and can be seen by others as being egocentric. They value change. Boomers thrive for possibilities and constant change. Hard work. Boomers started the workaholic trend. The difference between traditionalists and boomers is that boomers value the hard work because they view it as necessary for moving to the next level of success, while traditionalists work hard because they feel it's the right thing to do. Success. This generation is committed to climbing the ladder of success. Boomers value body language. They are the show-me generation, and body language is important. Teamwork. This group embraces a team-based approach to business. They're eager to get rid of the command and control style of their traditionalist predecessors. Anti-rules and regulations. They don't appreciate rules for the sake of having rules, and they will challenge the system. Inclusion. This generation will accept people on an equal basis as long as they can perform to their standards. Will fight for a cause. While baby boomers don't like problems, if you give them a cause, they will fight for it. Gen Xers were born between 1965 and 1980. Let's discuss what they value. First of all, entrepreneurial spirit. Xers believe in investing in their own development rather than their organization's development. While others may see them as disloyal, they are cautious about investing in relationships with employers because experience has shown that these relationships are not reliable. Cavalier as it may sound, one Xer told a boomer that if you want loyalty, get a dog. Speaking of loyalty, to an Xer, this may mean 2 weeks' notice. Independence and creativity. Xers have clear goals and prefer managing their own time and solving their own problems rather than having them managed by a supervisor. Information. They value access to information and love plenty of it. Feedback. This group needs continuous feedback, and they use the feedback to adapt to new situations. This generation is flexible. Quality of work life. Now, this generation works hard, but they would rather find quicker, more efficient ways of working so that they can have time for fun. While boomers are working hard to move up the ladder, Xers are working hard so they can have more time to balance work and life responsibilities. Finally, we have our Generation Y, also called the Millennials, and they were born between 1981 and 2000. Let's discuss what they value. Positive reinforcement. Members of this cyber generation value positive reinforcement at accelerated rates compared to older generations. Autonomy. This group wants more input into how they are learning and the independence to do it. Positive attitudes. This group grew up during tranquil times. As a result, they have a very optimistic outlook on life in general. Diversity. This group grew up with more diversity than their predecessors, and if not exposed to it in their community, then they were introduced to diverse people and cultures through the media. Money. This group is used to making and spending money. They want everything now. Finally, technology. Technology is valued and is used as a tool for multitasking. Now think about your workplace. Is it multi-generational? I am Sharon Hill, and I can teach you and your team what was happening in the world when the generations were born that set their values and, more importantly, how the generations can learn to appreciate each other in order to maintain harmony in the workplace. Go to my website, www.SharonHillInternational.com, to view all the courses I offer for etiquette training, diversity training, and building social capital.
Thank you for listening to Points of Perspective. If you have a diversity question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to diversity@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download episodes, visit www.SharonHillInternational.com.